Thank you for joining us again for Carved from the Rock Ministries with Pastor Tim.
Enjoy.
All right. Today we're going to get into Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. We were talking about getting into Proverbs and just the wisdom of God and understanding of God begins, or really, I guess not begins, but really breaks it down in
His goodness in Proverbs. You kind of see His goodness spoke of a lot. So we'll open with prayer.
Yeah.
God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the many blessings that you pour out on us. Lord, we ask that your word go forward. We give you all the glory. We put on the full armor of God. We thank you for it. You are a good God, and help us to always, always keep you number one. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, amen.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. And amen. Yes, Lord, you are number one in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we're just going to start from the beginning. Verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1 in Proverbs.
Okay.
And in the heading of my Bible, it says the beginning of knowledge, which I think is very important. When you get to learn about God and understand God and get to know Jesus, you really...
Solomon wrote Proverbs. He was the wisest man. Yeah. I think that might be what Tim's getting at, is that Solomon wrote it and he is the wisest man before then and to now. If you remember the story where Solomon had the two mothers come to him and she said, my baby, she's taken my baby. Her baby died and she's taken my baby. And Solomon said, okay, you're both claiming the baby. So if we cut the baby in half, then you both have half. And the real mother said, no, 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 let her have the baby. Let her have the baby. Mm-hmm. And Solomon said, you are the mother. So Solomon knew a real mother would not say, that's fine, cut the baby in half.
Right.
A real mother would give it away. So that's just part of Solomon's wisdom.
Wisdom, yeah. And that's something else to even think about, that you'd even say that about a baby. But anyway, yeah, but that's where the wisdom comes in. But starting out with Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and the riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And I'll stop right there so we can talk about some of these verses. There's a lot of information right there, and I've got a lot of red writing and a lot of arrows pointing to words within the words of the scripture. So there's a lot there to break down and discuss. So does anything stand out to you right away? I see you got your pen in your hand with your notepad there. And I can see the wheels turning over there.
It's true that where it just said in 7, fools despise wisdom and instruction. And we all know when we were younger, you didn't want to be told what to do and how to do it. You do despise it, but you're young. You're not smart. You're not wise. And hopefully as you get older, you're able to take instruction better. And it's helping you develop into a better person.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly where I was going to start. So I had verse 7 circled. And at the end of where it says knowledge, I have in red writing, it says basics. So in verse 7, it starts out, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And after that, I wrote my own words, the basics. So that's the basics and the beginning. So the beginning of knowledge is the basics to having the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning right there. And how we get those basics and get that beginning of our knowledge is to be in the Word, to get to know God and to understand who He is, what He expects of us, and who Jesus is, and the expectations of our lives and our walk and God's will for us.
And that's not always so easy to figure out.
And it's not always easy. And sometimes it takes a long time to figure out.
And you're wrong sometimes. You try to do what's right and you still, you know, make wrong decisions or not the, you know, right road. There's a right and a left fork. And I think, you know, just time and learning to know His voice better and better throughout your lifetime. He says, my sheep know my voice and the way the world is. And I don't know if He comes back tonight, tomorrow, or 20 years from now, or 2,000 years, but I know that being children of God, we need to learn to recognize His voice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's where we need to be open-minded to God and mm-hmm. and not second-guess His word or His instruction.
And it starts with little things. Tim told me today before he got home that a guy in front of him didn't have the money, you know, like it was $6 at the convenience store. And Tim said it just hit him, just give, you know, pay for his stuff. And a lot of times, and God will say, I'm the small, still voice. It's something very small. He's looking for your obedience. And, you know, you can't up and, you know, give God $1 million overnight or whatever, you know, something really huge and giant in your life. But you listen to Him every day, step by step throughout your day, little things like that will happen. And you are in God's will and you are following what He wants you to do. It can be very small things. Mm-hmm. I've always said when I pass people that, you know, look like they need picking up on the side of the road, I've always prayed for them and said, okay, God, send somebody stronger and bigger than me that can help them, because I'm not stopping on the side of the road and picking anybody up.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the other side of that, I would help, like Tim said, pay for their groceries if they're in front of you and they can't, you know, they just need $5.
Mm-hmm.
Just little things. Listen to God's voice. Start tuning in and honing in, and you'll hear Him a lot more than you'll be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a lot of times when being a Christian, it's really shown through your actions and not so much your words. It's not that you have to preach Jesus and push Jesus into somebody's life and you know.
Yeah, and that doesn't work anyway.
Yeah, a lot of times people will just be like, you know, you're too pushy and.
Yeah, they'll end up hating God and you or, you know, turning on the whole God thing.
Right.
So it's not good to push.
Right.
Just ask God to send laborers for people that you know need it. And mm-hmm. when it happens to come, it comes more naturally. That's way better than trying to push God on anybody, because that just it doesn't work.
So going back to, it's better to show God God through your actions, be a light to others through your actions. So just the simple little thing like today, like just paying for this guy's couple dollars for what it looked like is lunchtime. So I was guessing it was his lunch and, you know, $5. And I thought, it just hit me. And I usually don't do that. I don't go around paying for people's stuff because
you're very cheap.
Well, I'm very cheap. Yeah, I am. I admit it. I'm very cheap. But not only that, though, I believe that a man should work to pay for his, you know, to put food on the table.
But you also said he was in a mechanic's outfit, so you knew he was working.
Yeah, it looked like he was working and trying, you know.
Or should I say a mechanic's costume?
Yeah, a mechanic's costume. It looked like he was working and on a lunch break. And but anyway, the whole point of this thing is to show that you're a Christian through your actions. I didn't say a word. I didn't say, hey, you need Jesus. I'm going to buy your lunch for you. You know, I didn't do anything like that. I just, hey, I got it, partner. You have a good day. You know,
if you turn around and say, is that you, God? Is that voice behind
you? I didn't even ask, you know. I didn't.
No, I'm saying the guy would say that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is me. I am your father. Hey, we got
to
have a little fun with this, right? But yeah, just through your actions, just, you know, sometimes it works better than trying to push Jesus on the people. And just be yourself. You know, I just say, hey, I got it. You know, he said, thank you. I said, no problem. Have a good day. You know, I didn't even say anything about Jesus, but it was my actions.
Yeah.
And that's how we can be through our walk and through our lives, just be yourself. You know, watch how you carry yourself, how you speak, you know, how you talk to others, how you treat others, because people are watching.
Mm-hmm.
People
especially
are
if they know you're
watching.
Christian.
Yeah. And especially if you go to church with them or something,
mm-hmm.
Or you later on you proclaim to be a Christian and they're like, and I saw you do this and that, and now you're, you know, you're saying you're a Christian, so you got to watch what you say, mm-hmm. watch how you act, and it'll come out at one time or another later on. And but you know, that's just do your, all we can do is do our best. Nobody's perfect. Right. I'm not trying to say I'm perfect.
Where did you read to?
So I was down to verse 7, but I was going to look up there at verse 2. It caught my attention also.
To receive the instruction of wisdom, comma, justice, comma, judgment, comma, and equity.
No, verse 2.
Oh, oops. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding.
Right there. Yeah. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive words of understanding. And that goes back to being in the Word of God. And how you do that, how you know wisdom and instruction, is just learning the Bible.
Learning what Jesus expects of us.
Yep.
And learning who He is. And you learn who He is by reading the Word.
Right, right. And you can actually... I'd recommend, like Joy said the other day, you know, read through the New Testament. That's when Jesus was preaching and teaching and walking his disciples through and teaching them in the
their
New
Testament. Instructions.
Yeah, their instructions to disciple other
the whole world.
Disciples.
And they're now our instructions.
Right.
Those same disciples are instructing us today. I was reading it today, so I was being instructed today. So
mm-hmm.
they stand firm, they're solid. And just like that saying, ain't nobody going to treat you like Jesus will.
Yeah. And another good tool is to, if you're, you know, I drive a lot for my job, so I listen to the Bible on my phone.
Yeah, when you got some time.
When I have time,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And that helps too. So I can just, you know, I can listen to a whole book of the Bible. Like I can listen to the book of Matthew in one day just mm-hmm. by driving,
yeah.
you know. And... So
you get a lot less aggressive in car situations if you're listening to Matthew instead of some, you know,
yeah.
hard rock.
Yeah, hard rock and yeah, your aggressive driving is kind of toned down.
Mm-hmm.
Or a person's aggressive driving, not
yes.
yours. But so that takes me to verse 5 where it says a wise man will hear and increase learning. And right there, that's what made me think of that, is when you listen to the Bible like through your phone or on your, you know, in your car or whatever, through your
mm-hmm.
Bluetooth as you're driving around in traffic. If you got the time, why not use that time wisely?
Yeah.
Of course, I don't listen to the Bible all the time. I like praise and worship music, and I like, just like anybody else, I like some music when I'm riding. And sometimes that's what I need. I just need to,
mm-hmm.
I need some music,
right?
You know, but then sometimes I need the Word of God too. So that right there, that verse 5. A wise man will hear and increase learning. And right there, nailed it. You listen to the Bible, you're going to increase learning.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's one verse in that right there, Proverbs 1:5, you just learned a new verse. A wise man will hear and increase learning. And it goes on to say, the rest of that verse says, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Which, it's like Joy and I here, sitting here talking and sharing with everybody in our listening audience, this is wise counsel right here. So we're talking together, talking about the Word of God. This is our council meeting right here
mm-hmm.
for our ministry. This is our council meeting. So this is our wise counsel right here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the wise one, not me. So.
Can't get any wiser when you're including God in it.
That's right. That's right. But... Yeah, so do you want to continue, or did you have something you were...
Mm-mm.
Okay. So so going on, I'm looking ahead at verse 8. Above verse 8, it says, shun evil counsel. So as the Bible, my Bible's broken down into, it breaks down into different kind of different sections. So verses 1 through 7 is the beginning of knowledge. So in chapter 1, in verse 8 through 19, it says, shun evil counsel. And I got a couple things underlined right there in verse 8 and 9.
Which, can you read it?
Which caught my attention. Yeah, go ahead.
Number 8, my son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the laws of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, and whole like those who go down to the pit. How far do you want me to go?
You just keep reading.
We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our house with spoils. Cast in your lots among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedily for gain. I said that wrong. It's greedy for gain. I'm sorry. It takes away the life of its owner.
And that's where mine stops.
I was going to stop there because that says a lot right there. It's telling you exactly what you're going to get back
mm-hmm.
for what you're doing. That is taking your own life. And, you know, God talks about that when he's talking about sexual immorality and doing things you shouldn't be doing, you mm-hmm. know, outside your marriage or, you know, outside of whatever. And he tells you you're cursing your own flesh. It's a terrible way to go. This is Solomon, the wisest man ever to be, telling you right there, you know, don't do it, because you're really laying out a net for your own self, your own blood, and your own life.
Mm-hmm. And so, so Joy just read verses 8 through 19. That's Proverbs chapter 1, 8 through 19. And the heading in my Bible says, shun evil counsel. So real mm-hmm. quick, I wanted to just kind of just sum up what it's talking about. So I made a couple little notes. The first thing is, do not fall into sin. That's one of my notes that says, and listen for instruction. Do not forsake the law, because that is what protects you. When you follow the law, it's like if you're speeding down the road, guess what? If you follow the speed limit, you're not going to get in trouble. But if you don't, you're going to get a speeding ticket. Eventually, it'll mm-hmm. catch up with you. And like Joy was saying, like in verse 13, it says, we shall find all kinds of precious possessions. And I made a little note there that says false wealth.
Because
mm-hmm. it's really not yours. So if a person was going to take something, you know, by like, I guess you could say theft by taking,
mm-hmm.
it's really not yours.
It's not, and it'll go just as easy. I've always right. likened that to like a bag full of sand, full of holes. So if you go carrying around your goods like that, you acquire it in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, if you don't, can't picture it, think of it. Okay, you got a bag full of sand and it's full of holes and you go dragging it. Well, yeah. It's going to be pretty light pretty quick because it's all yeah. going to disappear into nothing.
Yep.
You acquired it the wrong way.
Yep, that's right. So the theme of that whole section right there is do not fall into sin. But we're running out of time, and that's going to wrap it up. But we'll come back to this Proverbs. There's a ton of information in Proverbs, and
there's
lots
ton of information in all 66 of these
all
verses,
66
five books.
Yeah, all 66 books.
We love y'all. Thank you for coming and talking and listening. God bless you.
Yes.
You have a blessed night. We love you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yes. Thank you for being with us, and let's give God a Woo! Hand clap of praise. Thank you, Lord. Praise Jesus. God.